What's up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster here, and welcome to a very special edition of the Anything Goes podcast. As I always say, I would like to thank my sponsor, the Anchor app, for continuously sponsoring my episodes. And if you want to ever create your own podcast, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Download the app, the Anchor app today and get started. Last time I was on, I was talking about the racial profiling and how it affects the world. You see, I was going to talk about the cancel culture and how it affects the world nowadays. But I've just realized that maybe this would be a better subject to tackle. And it's a personal one for me. So if you're a first-time listener, I want to thank you for joining the episode. And hopefully you can catch up with my show by listening to the previous 7. And hopefully, I will get through to you. Like I said, this episode right here is personal. It's something I have never been able to talk about on a personal stage. But this episode is going to be about me. And no, this is not a random shit talk episode. It's about one of the biggest problems I've had since I was 17 years old. And it's alcoholism. I admit that I am an alcoholic. I can't say former. That I'm an alcoholic. And I love the sweet taste of beer on my lips. Because after a long, hard day, especially when I was working, it just felt good. Now my alcoholism started when I was, hell, I could bring it all the way back to when I was just a baby. I think I was about a year or two. I had my first taste of alcohol, and it was a Budweiser my grandmother gave me. And I could have sworn I heard them say, "Oh, he likes it. That means he's gonna be a drinker when he gets older. He's gonna be just like his daddy." How I didn't know that. That would become a truth. See, my mom sheltered me from the world when I was a kid. I didn't make that many much friends. I did have friends in school, but some would actually rather hang out with other people besides me. And to be honest with you, I was okay with that. Because I was used to being alone. The only person I had caring about me was myself. No girl wanted to date me. I'm surprised I was still alive. Because I constantly had suicidal thoughts when I was a kid, because I knew not everybody liked me. Even when I sang in a damn talent show when I was a teenager. They cheered for me. I loved the roar of the crowd, and that just continued my love for music. Which I love music. Music's been a part of my life since I was a kid. Country music and rock music. So I became the rock star of the school But I also became something I didn't want to be. I became the outcast. And that was something I didn't want to be. I wanted to be a likable person. But for some reason, I always showed anger. And I didn't like it. Some people liked me, some people didn't. And, yeah. That's just the way it went. I constantly got myself into fights, intentionally, because, to be honest with you, I was tired of not having the attention on me. I dropped out of high school, and I moved in with my dad, and I got my GED. After I got out of school, after I got my GED, I thought things were going to start looking up. I made friends. I met girls. I had a whole new identity. But then, of course, my past kept coming back to haunt me. And the first time I drank alcohol was when I was 17 years old. My first taste of alcohol as a teenager was those Jack Daniel's Down Home Punches, those somewhat wine coolers that they had. I didn't start drinking actual beer until I was 18. And I just proved a point that I was actually at that time turning into my father. But nowadays, my father doesn't drink as much. My father's a good man now. Which he drinks every once in a while, but that's about it. And of course, back then, he would go out almost every weekend when he didn't have to work. And I had to stay home and be alone. Because I didn't have a phone. I didn't have people to talk to. And when I did have people to talk to, they barely wanted to talk to me. I had multiple girlfriends when I was living with my dad. But it only turned out that they were just using me to get close to my friends. And that just furthered my alcoholism further. When I finally turned 21, I got so drunk off my ass, it was not even funny. When I drank, I was happy. Every time I went to the store called Little Frogs, I actually enjoyed myself. I actually had a good damn time. Of course, I had my first taste of liquor, too. Which made me feel numb. Of course, I've always had problems with alcohol for the past several years, even when I first met Ash. All I wanted to do was drink, get drunk with my dad, neglecting the people that I cared about the most. And I did not like it. I hated it. When it came to the alcohol, I felt like the alcohol meant more to me than anything else did. It meant more to me than getting a job. It meant more to me than moving out, finding a girlfriend, having kids. And even after I had my kids, later on in life, alcohol still played a huge factor in it. And of course, when I turned 25, I realized that this was the year before I met Ash. I realized that the world no longer revolves around me. And I knew it didn't. Because when I was growing up, I was a narcissistic little shit who really didn't give a damn about what other people think, what other people thought. And to be honest with you, I still don't give a damn about what other people think. I don't have that narcissistic tendency that I had back then, but the part of that that stuck around was the fact that I really don't give two flying rat shits what people think about me. And that's part of my philosophy today. Of course, when I met Ash in February of 2015, that's when everything changed for me. I treated her like a princess and showed her that I'm not like every other guy. And she stuck around. The only girl in my life to ever stick around me. A little girl from Illinois who moved to Mississippi because her dad had a job. And be honest with you, I was actually happy for the first time in my life without alcohol. Something that made me happy more than that. But throughout the months, I had to quit. I actually quit drinking for at least a couple months because I ended up getting Ashlyn pregnant at the age of 18. And she gave birth to our beautiful little girl, Hannah. Even after we had Hannah, when she got a little bit older, I still occasionally drank around my dad. I would get drunk, and Ash would actually have to carry me into the house. Of course, I am a lot fun. They say I'm a lot more fun when I'm drunk. And that's actually been proven. But to be honest with you, I don't like myself when I drink. And this is the honest to God truth. From 2016 up until now, alcohol has played a factor in most of the fights that me and my wife have had. And it led to me losing my job once, getting kicked out, having to move back in with my dad in a small little shack until he got his trailer after his house burned down. Me and her constantly fought in front of Hannah. Tried to make the best of it. We would put on a fake smile and pretend everything was all right, but nothing was all right. Because when we were unhappy, I did things that were not right. I did things that most men should not do when they're in a relationship with somebody. I made the mistake of talking to other women when I was with my girlfriend. My wife at the time was my girlfriend. And I neglected her for many months before I realized what the hell I was doing. And I still hate those dark moments. I still think about those dark moments I really do. And of course, one of the darkest years was in 2018, 2 years ago, when I almost lost Ash to another man. And it was all because I neglected her. I'd rather drink alcohol and talk to other girls and spend time with the one girl who actually stood up for me to her own parents. And when she finally, when my dad found out she cheated on me, he hated her. But for some reason, I made the mistake of blowing up on her. And I promised myself after that I would never do it again. But then, after we moved out here, after she left, the little prick that she was going to leave me for, I decided I did not want to do that. I hated everything that I had done to her. Even the most recent things that I've done to her. Going behind her back and buying stuff that doesn't need to be bought. Saying bad stuff about her mama to her, who has been nothing more than a second mother to me. Getting into constant arguments over the little things. And to be honest with you, alcohol played an exponential part in every bit of these moments. And to be honest with you, I really, really hate myself. I don't understand why I do the things that I do. It's because my dad claims that it's because of the way my mom raised me and the fact that he never got the chance to raise me to be a man. To be honest with you, I don't think that has anything to do with the way I am. Because my dad thinks I'm slow when I'm not. Believe it or not, I'm actually smart. It's shit like that. The insults, the bring downs that caused me to fucking turn into my father when I drink. When I drink. And of course, nothing can top the fact that I ended up getting really, really shit-faced this past Saturday night. And to be honest with you, that was the first time I had actually gotten really, really drunk since my 30th birthday. But then I saw the dark side come out. I was helpless. For once in my life, I was helpless. I couldn't do anything. And two other guys that I were friends with, they were already drunk when they showed up at my house with my wife. And don't get any ideas after listening to this, because my wife is not a cheater. She's not. And I love her to the end of time. Now, these guys are dating other girls, so So now y'all can get that shit out of your head. For once in my life, I was really, when I got really, really drunk, I felt helpless. I couldn't do anything because two drunken idiots were in my house fighting on my bed in my living room, drunk out of their minds. And then while I was passed out, found out my wife, my buddy, my former coworker buddy, and his wife were all trying to stop the fight while also trying to look after me because I was passed out drunk. It was because I had, along with the beer I was drinking, I had taken shots of liquor. They said that I got, that I was out of it, and I sat down and I started throwing up on the floor, and then I threw up on myself. My wife had to pour cold water on me just to keep my temperature down. And I passed out in the bathroom where I continuously threw up on myself. And while my wife was going to court to go pick up our neighbor who we recently found out has kidney failure, my buddy's wife took care of me. Moved me from the bathroom to our bedroom floor where I passed out again and threw up again. But I could faintly hear myself while I was passed out. I constantly kept saying, "I want Ashlyn," which Ashlyn's my wife's name, by the way. "I want Ashlyn." And I kept saying this to myself until I passed back out. So when I realized that alcohol is not what I need in my life, and it's not something that everybody needs in their life to make themselves happy. If you got a loving wife, if you got two beautiful children who love you unconditionally, if you have a damn good job where you're making damn good money, you don't need alcohol to make yourself feel better. Of course, my wife took care of me while I was down. She wanted to do the cruel thing she did to me the last time I got really, really drunk and stick me in a cold bath and stick me in a cold a bathtub and run a cold shower on me until I sobered up. But she had actually talked to a doctor and said that a lukewarm bath would help, and it did. And I've been sober for quite a while, for at least several hours. Well, actually, for at least 24 hours. And it's all thanks to her. She wouldn't have done it if she didn't love me. Which right now, I have to say that I'm officially quitting alcohol. That I don't need alcohol to be happy. That I don't need alcohol to make myself feel better. That I don't need to drink because somebody says something bad about me. Or the fact that I lost my job over stupid reasons. Or to keep me from killing myself. Because with me, my one true happiness is my wife and my two kids. Thing is, I don't, me and her don't talk about the dark times, the dark past from our relationship before we got married, because that's something we want to leave in the past. And to be honest with you, that's where it belongs. And after last night, I'm going to continue this story. While trying to stop the fight, while I was passed out, one of the guys in question who was fighting in my house punched my wife in the face. Just literally turned around and sucker punched her in the face. But it was an accident. Because he was blind drunk and he didn't know what he was doing. And I'll tell you now, I agree with the apology he gave her yesterday morning. And I no longer want alcohol in this house. In my house. Because I don't want to be a bad influence on my kids or my wife anymore. The events of last night should not have happened. They should not have happened at all. But when it comes to shit like this, like I said, alcohol doesn't define you. What you do in life defines you. And of course, when it comes to this shit, I say for you, do whatever makes you happy. If you want to drink, drink. Alcohol is an addiction that is a continuous, endless cycle. I personally think that if you want this shit to end, you gotta do it yourself. That you got to make your own choices. If you want to quit, quit. If you don't, keep going down the path that's going to destroy you. Now, I've never been one to end a podcast on a bad, bad note. But to be honest with you, most podcasts do end on bad notes, some end on good notes, but mine's going to end on a good note. After what happened when I was a teenager, what happened on my 21st birthday, what happened on my 30th birthday last year, and after what happened last night, I'm never gonna let something like that happen again. If you want to hang around me, but you also want to drink, do it without me. You can call me a quitter, because you can say drinking alcohol is the best thing for me. It's not. Alcohol kills numerous people in the world. And to be honest with you, it should end. I don't like talking about personal things. Because what's personal should go with the personal things. With your loved ones, with your kids, that all should just be between you. And when it comes to something like this, I do believe it's something that should be discussed. Alcohol is one of the biggest problems in America. And there's a lot of people out there who are former alcoholics who actually became sober. When it's all said and done, we all will eventually realize how much of a disease this is. We all play a part. Just so happens my wife and my kids play in the part of me staying sober. And I'm happy for that. Like I said, my wife and my kids mean more to me than anything. And I hope that I can get through to at least one person out there and tell them drinking's not the answer. Don't do it. It's not as fun as the TV shows and the movies portray it to be. You see people drinking out there, see them acting like complete and utter morons. And you think, oh, they can do it on the TV show. Maybe I can do it and get the same result. You're not going to get the same damn result. Because when you drink yourself stupid, like I've done, you'll realize it's not all fun and games. Now, my final thought here, I end with this. If you want to get sober, I suggest going to rehab. Go cold turkey. Or better yet, don't drink at all. If someone offers you a drink, don't take it. Just like with a drug. Like with marijuana or anything like that. If somebody offers it to you, don't take it. There's no point in taking it. There's no point in going down that dark road. Of course, if you got any questions about this, if you're a teenager, talk to your guidance counselor, talk to an adult, and they can help you with it. Or if you're ready to quit, go into rehab, because those places will actually help you a lot more than a small story about me and my struggles with it could ever do. With that being said, I want to thank you all for listening to this personal episode of the Anything Goes podcast. And I thank you all for listening, and I'll be back next week with a non-personal episode. Be good people. Stay out of trouble. We'll get through this together. Thank you, and good night.